The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Milano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
She gets hungry for dinner at 8. She loves the theater, doesn't come late. She'd never bother with anyone she'd hate. And that's why the lady is a tramp. Doesn't like dice games with barons and earls. Won't go to Harlem dressed in ermine and pearls. Will not dish the dirt with the rest of those girls. And that's why this chick is a tramp.
Gotta listen to this best version.
She loves the free, cool wind in her hair.
Madison Square Garden.
Life without care. She's broke, but it's hope. Doesn't like California. It's cold and it's damp. That's why the lady is a tramp.
See, I'm a kid watching this, right? And the family at that time used to gather around the television, which is wild. You think about that. No, it wasn't 1930, but it was like you had the one TV, and then everybody would watch the old man. We'd watch Frank Sinatra during his comeback there, the main event. Howard, that was one of the brightest ideas in entertainment ever. And if you're younger and you're listening, you know, with your mom or your grandmom or something like that, you got to Google main event Frank Sinatra, 75, correct me if I'm wrong, 1975, right? And it was, he was coming back after a retirement. He retired twice. This is why I love Frank Sinatra, the way he did it. He said, well, I'll make it like a fighting match, like a boxing match. I'll make it like a big event at Madison Square Garden. Howard Cosell did the voiceover for the open, and the old man came to me live. It was, I believe it was not tape. It was live on national television. And yeah, because they cut out of commercials, I remember. And he would do some banter while there was a commercial break. And it was really one of his most magnificent performances. Hey, thanks for allowing us to do that. 7 minutes after 6 o'clock. Good morning with Joe Piscopo on the radio. And can I stop and take a sip of water? Can I sip water in the middle of the show? If the president could do it, if Marco Rubio could do it, maybe I could do it. Just was that great? I'm watching the president's speech. He stopped, took a sip of Fiji water. And man, I tell you, it's, you know, what goes around comes around, I guess, because, you know, the exact same way Marco Rubio did. But Marco Rubio tweeted out, well, it was a nice attempt, but he could have been a little smoother in it. The way I was, the sense of humor, it was great. By the way, this president's speech was great. He had, and I feel kind of bad because President Trump had an outline, his whole itinerary in Asia and what happened. And how we open trade and the money that we have, the deals we have set up and the money that we will make. And he's got to explain it because no one else will. No one else will, man. You know, so he's got to get up there and do the speech like that. You know, and then, but I would like to see the president this morning going, oh, look, what goes around comes around. If I'm going to take a shot at Marco, then there's going to be a time where I'm going to need the water. And just, everybody's just got to lighten up a little bit. My goodness gracious. You know, and I would love to see the president have that sense of humor about himself today. That would be funny if he tweeted something about a drink of water this morning, just to have a nice laugh and a nice feel. Hey, so here it is. It's about the tax situation. Is this going to go through? Is the tax reform going to go through? They think it's going to pass. We get slammed in New York or New Jersey. I don't know. Now you have a Wisconsin senator opposed to the Senate GOP tax plan. That's Ron Johnson, first Republican senator to voice his opposition. But you've heard, first and foremost, Congressman Peter King against this, with Congressman Dan Donovan against this. And they are very close, particularly Congressman King, very close ally, a New York ally of President Trump. Congressman King ain't voting for it. Congressman King on the show in the 8 o'clock hour. So we'll ask Peter King about that. But I don't know how you passed that bill in its current form. Is it going to happen? And then the brackets, they put all these brackets in. It gets more and more convoluted. Why can't they just come up with one simple thing? And maybe because when you get in Washington, you could see what the mess is down there. But I don't understand why they just can't all get together and some say, okay, you somebody be the leader, and then you will bullet point this, and we'll all stick together on this. Is anybody? They just can't do it. In politics, I've never seen it. If you ran a business like that, the business would never be successful. And therein lies the problem with the federal government. It's so tough to do anything. And it just drives me crazy why they can't just get together and say, look, we're in power. I've said this from day one, by the way. You have the White House, you have Congress, you have the Senate. Let's go. Let's put it together. And they can't put it together. They just can't. The Senate has one version. The House has another version. And is that a concerted effort just to make Donald Trump look bad? I don't know. But you see, in my mind, if Donald Trump gets you the White House, and no skin in the game for me, by the way, but very objectively, if there's a guy that, you know, wins, has the Republicans winning the White House and the House and the Senate and thousands of other races around the country, boom, let's make this work because we are in power. Ain't going to happen. Doesn't look like it's going to happen. Ed Henry's on the show. Ed Henry coined it. He's the guy, he hashtagged it Watergate when the president took that sip of water. That was Ed Henry. He was the first one to put it out there. Now you hear people say, oh, it's Watergate, because that's trending all over. President Trump taking a sip of water. So Ed Henry, kind enough to join us on the show. Shelley Goldberg, she is the former correspondent from New York One. And she's a great gal. And she's going to tell us where to go, Joe. We have a new segment on the show, Where to Go, Joe, right? So Shelley will come on and tell you where you can go, what's happening around New York. Shelley knows that better than anybody else. We're going to have some fun with that. Congressman King on the show. Kevin McCullough, that you know from the 5 o'clock show on AM 970, The Answer. And Kevin McCullough Radio, he will join us. We are going to try to raise some more money for Puerto Rico this morning. So forgive us. 12 minutes after 6 o'clock with Joe, we're going to raise money for food for the poor because we want to help Puerto Rico. I feel these things are forgotten a lot of the time, right? And apparently Houston's doing okay after Harvey, and now we want to help out Puerto Rico because I think it's a little bit forgotten, and we're going to dig into it in a big way. So we appreciate your patience, and if you could dig in and send a little something in, we'll talk to you about that all morning. So it's the speech was great. Do not let that go. I'll be chatting with Frankie Five Bros about that, you know. And then I'm in good shape because I got my daughter's. My daughter's going to turn 13. You believe that? Olivia's going to turn 13, huh? I guess she'll be a teenager. So I'm putting the whole party together. She said, Daddy, can I go to this certain place? And can I go? I'll tell you as we get along. But I'm on the phone picking out balloon colors last night. This was my day. And I'm picking out, do you want ice cream cake? What kind of pizza do you want? What kind of topping do you want? Yes, that would be my life. I have to change the balloon colors today. Will you listen to what Joey does? Listen to me. I have to change the balloon colors. I thought it was purple. She wants gold. I said, okay, I could fix that. We could fix that. Anyway, we're going to have a great time. But I put the whole thing together, and I got to get all the girls down there. It's going to be just kind of fun. But I have to tell you, and lean into that, because that's what it's all about, right? So I run home, and by the way, traffic, I cannot believe I left New York late yesterday. I took Allie down. Her ankle's doing it, thanks to Dr. Rock Positano, by the way. Allie busted up her ankle a little bit, you know, and so I said, come on, let's go down. The doctor took her down to HSS with Dr. Rock, and she wears a little boot, but it's a very fashionable boot. But it's great just spending time, you know, with your daughter, right? So I go down. She's doing okay. And then I say, okay, honey, you okay? I want you to get some rest. And I'll go. So I got out late, got out of New York. This was an anomaly. Yesterday on a Wednesday, so quickly, out of the Lincoln Tunnel, boom, whoa. And then onto the turnpike, little jam, not bad. Oh, Not bad. Right on 78, the way I get home, right? So then, but the problem is I can't, and maybe you could call and explain it to me. And even, believe me, minor problems. But 78 jams up the further west you go. It jams up. And what's interesting to me about it is 78 has no toll. They have no toll. It's just a free, not until Governor Murphy gets in office. I'm sure soon enough we'll have to. Hey, just kidding, Governor. So now why does it jam up? I had more traffic. It took me 2 hours to get home last night because it was like, it took 78 jammed up. Can we have some kind of traffic study why that happened? It's got a bottleneck somewhere. Was it construction? I don't know. And let me know, because that is so confusing to me. But this is the great thing, and I wanted to talk to you about it in our little intimate hour here as we gather around the kitchen table every morning on the Piscopo Show before we get into it, you know. This is it. Because, you know, when you go through life and you get all the obstacles, and I get so many ridiculous, there's meanness, there's evil, it all comes at you. I know, you know that. Not just in the news stories that we talk about, the horrific news stories, but in your life, you know, you run into. And you could let it get to you. You know, you get bitter and you go, ugh. But, you know, you put it all aside. And then I run to my kids, to Michael and to Olivia, right? And then I'm at now, this is the funny thing. Then you got to laugh. You can't get upset because then you'll get angry or bitter. And you don't want to get angry or bitter. I have to pull up in front of the house, the other house that I'm paying for, right? And then I have a meeting in the driveway in my car with my kids. This is a movie because you're mandated to pay all of this, but you can't go into the place that you're paying. I mean, it's just like, so I'm in the car, my meeting's in my car, and it happens. I don't know how. It's Jersey. It's if you're the money earner in the divorce, you get punished in New Jersey. But sure, I'll take what I can get. You know, so I'm in the driveway. And I have a meeting in the car. And then we accept it. So it's like my living room in the car. Is that funny? It's funny to me. I'm going, what am I doing here? This is good. No one says, oh, come on in. No, come in. You're the money earner. You support everybody. You work 24/7. Come on in. Come on. Now you sit down. Can I get something for you? No. In my car. Like, it's like a drive-through. A drive-through, Dad. That's it. Hi. How are you? Can I get you something? Yes, Dad, I need money. Okay, come on in the car. Come up to the window. Like a one of those car hops, you know? Come up to the window. Can I get you something? What can I get you, kid? Here, take some more money. But I had the best time with my kids. We sat, we talked. I mean, in the ridiculous situation. You see, you got to turn that ridiculous situation into something meaningful. And then as they left, I said, okay, we got to go, because then I've got, God forbid, Dad's got to stay up past 8 o'clock. You know, I got to go to bed. And then I just, it was such a beautiful moment. And not to get hokey here, forgive me, especially if you're hard edge. But it was like, I just hugged my son. And it's tough when you're a 15-year-old, you know, get big hug, boom. And then I grabbed my daughter, my right hand, my soon-to-be 13-year-old, and we hugged, right? And then she reached out and hugs her brother. So we did like, you know, like all of us together, like a family hug. And then for a moment, I lost it. Just didn't let them see it. Lost it, boom, just for a second, you know. But I said, in the name of God Almighty, you put that negativity aside, you put that evil aside, you put the constant obstacles aside, and the good will come around, that good will prevail over the evil. Just a beautiful moment I wanted to share with you this morning. Hey, I'm an old hokey guy, an old hopeless dork dad, what can I tell you? 18 minutes after 6 o'clock with Piscopo in the morning. Frankie Five Boroughs here. Hello, Frank. Hello, Albert. How the boys doing
this
morning?
Good morning, Joe. How are you doing? Morning.
You know, I'm good. It was all family stuff, you know, and it's just really, really nice. Al, I love that tweet you said about Al tweeted me about this painting, $450 million.
Yeah, lucky. It's a great story. I mean, the guy who bought the painting originally was an art collector. He paid $10,000 for it and thought it was a copy of a Da Vinci painting. They found out that it was not. It was an original. Wow. And they expected to fetch about $100 million, $150 million. Ended up going for auction last night for $450 million. It's an anonymous buyer. We don't know who it is.
Wow.
But think about that. 10 grand he bought this painting for. Figured, oh my God, I have this beautiful Da Vinci. And it turns out that it's an original, and it went for $450 million.
Incredible.
Amazing.
I know. And then somebody said, did you buy it, Al? Did you buy it? I told the tweets are so funny.
Right. No, that's a buddy of mine who writes for Westchester newspapers, Rick Carpinello. He covers the Rangers and stuff. Yeah. And he asked if I bought it. And I said, listen, radio pays good. It doesn't pay that much.
Yeah, but then somebody also said, said Al probably put it up against with the painting of the dogs playing poker.
Yeah, that's my buddy Mike. Yeah, that's good. Probably would.
That was a great line with the dog. You don't know the difference, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, to pay that much for a painting, my goodness gracious.
Everyone makes fun of those paintings. I love those paintings.
The dog paintings.
My grandfather had one. I loved it.
Did he hang one on the wall?
Yeah,
the
dog absolutely.
Paint? Oh, is that the best?
Sometimes
holy
they have
boy.
Cigars or something.
It was just too funny. You got it. And then you know what I want to do when I come back? And we have a Dr. Keith Abloh coming up. Somebody posted a picture of Eddie Murphy and myself on Saturday Night Live, and a gentleman named Ken on Twitter. Appreciate that. And it was a picture of Eddie on his second time. And Ken is right. It was his second appearance on SNL. Here it is. I tweeted it out. Look at 19 years old, boys. 19 in the first sketch we did. The question I have, why did I wear my hair like that? You know, that the 80s afro, man. That was like, get that out of there. All right, I'll tell you what. Frankie's going to come back and break down all of this tax situation with us, all the Roy Moore news, all the ridiculousness of what is politics these days, the president's speech. Oh, my gosh, the president drinking water. And what's going to happen with Bob Menendez? Does he do a dance when he walks out and with that hung jury? That's what I'm predicting. That's not happening. That's what I'm predicting. They should do a little, maybe a big musical outside the courtroom, you know, laughing in the face of the federal government, because it does not look, and I'm just saying, this is my opinion, that Senator Menendez will be convicted in that corruption trial. Piscopo in the morning, and we are coming right back at you. Who's got traffic this morning? Debbie's gone, guys. Who's
Randy
coming
Scott.
In?
Randy Scott.
Let's go to Randy Scott right now. 21
Randy,
after 6.
Brandy.
Randy Scott.
Brandy.
Randy Scott.
Brandy.
I'm going to call her Randy. I like Randy. Randy's better. Okay, Randy Scott on 621 with Piscopo in the morning, coming right back at you.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Two separate accidents on the Grand Central right now, moving westbound. One over by 168th Street has you on the brakes from around the Cross Island. The second over by LaGuardia Airport, you're slow getting over to exits 6 and 7. LIE, very heavy in Queens, Utopia Parkway to Woodhaven Boulevard. We have a crash on the Cross Bronx on the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. It's on the shoulder, but you're still sluggish from around Jerome Ave and 78 eastbound by Columbus Boulevard in Jersey City. We've got another hit there. It's on the shoulder. Some minor slowdowns from around 14C. Taking a look at your weather, rain's going to taper off this morning, giving way to partly cloudy skies in the afternoon, close to about 60 degrees for the high. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Temperatures will be in the low 50s. This report is brought to you by the Foundation for a Better Life. While many rose up with violence, he sat down for peace. Gandhi reached out with the strength he cultivated within his soul. Soul, pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on AM 970, The Answer.
If you're feeling run down and don't have the energy that you used to, it's probably because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. It's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. Each capsule has 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. Once you start taking Balance of Nature, you will feel great. People report that their skin looks better, they have fewer aches and pains, and they have a lot more energy to celebrate Balance of Nature's 20th anniversary. They are offering their best deal ever. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. 1-800-246-8751 and use the promo code The Answer for a free 2-month supply, or go to balanceofnature.com. But make sure you use the promo code The Answer. Call Balance of Nature 1-800-246-8751. Use the promo code The Answer.
Join the family at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your nearest Modell's and sign up for our MVP Rewards program to receive insider deals all year round. Earn points on every purchase when you use your MVP card to earn Modell's cash back. It's our way of thanking you for being a loyal customer. Upon signing up, receive 10% off your purchase and 15% off your next purchase. It's that simple. Plus, new MVPs this month are eligible to win a $500 Modell's gift card. When you got to play more and pay less, you got to go to Mo's.
From the studio that brought you Miracles from Heaven and Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs comes the star.
That light, that's the star. This is where it's been leading me.
We've come to honor the new king.
What's his name?
His name is Jesus.
Experience the family event of the holiday season.
Do you guys like frankincense? I never know what to get.
The Star. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters November 17th. For tickets and showtimes, go to thestarmovie.com.
Jesus. Did he say Jesus, Al?
Praise Jesus.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Jesus.
Bless you, my son. Bless you.
We're going to convert Al yet.
No, you're not. No, you're not. You keep trying, though.
Every time.
What are you converting me to? I'm already, I'm a lapsed Catholic. I don't know what you're,
you're a lapsed Catholic. Yeah, we'll bring you back to church. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. Can we get you to Brooklyn? Michael's in Brooklyn?
Oh, yeah absolutely. Okay.
All right, there we go. We'll bring some holy water over to Michael's in Brooklyn.
Oh, hey, it'll sizzle. Don't do that. That's not right.
You got to go to Michael's of Brooklyn Avenue, R. Nostrin, right there in Brooklyn, New York. For 50 years I've been there. I love that. People remember. I talked to our buddy Russ Salzberg about it. Russ remembers as a kid being in that neighborhood, right? And it was a pizza place. And now Fred and Johnny and certainly Marianne, and now Michael, the grandson. Now that they have turned this pizza place that everybody fondly remembers, the best pizza right there in Avenue Arnostrin, into one of the five best Italian restaurants in America. How about that, according to the Food Network? Michael's of Brooklyn. You could go right there. I always tell you, if you're listening in, certainly in New York and in New Jersey, man, make the trip to Brooklyn, to Michael's of Brooklyn. You're going to love it. It's fun. The ambiance is great. Ask for Enzo. Enzo will greet you. You'll see Johnny there. You'll see Fred there. It's so much of a family feel. But the food is spectacular and indeed one of the five best Italian restaurants in all of the country right there in Brooklyn. And yes, they make the sauce right there. They got those 80-gallon kettles. And they make the fresh tomato and basil, the marinara, the puttanesca, arrabbiata. When I have my arrabbiata, gnocchi arrabbiata, yeah, it's the freshest, delicious, absolute best around, all right? You can stop by and you can grab a case at any of your local supermarkets. Go to michaelsofbrooklyn.com, you know that. But you might want to stop by Avenue R and Nostrin in Brooklyn, New York. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy for over 50 years.
Eric Metaxas, a show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Certain things when you hear a song. Isn't that great, the callback of your memory? I remember with my buddy, my lifelong buddy, Michael Katz, and Michael and I were down the shore. I remember where we were, by the causeway off of Long Beach Island. I forget where we were going, and forgive me for that, but I remember, and that song came on the radio, and at that point, Elvis was like, whoa, 40 years old or something, would have recorded that, and we said, wow, this guy still got it, because we were listening to Hendrix, you know, and to the Stones and everybody else, and here Elvis pops out with that song at 40, must have been 40, am I right, Frankie? You figure about that time when he recorded Burning Love.
Maybe even a little younger, but probably right around there.
Yeah, and I remember saying, wow, I was so impressed with that. And also, to reminisce for a second before we go to Five Boroughs, is that with Eddie Murphy, I remember distinctly, and Ken, thank you for tweeting that out, a picture of Eddie and I, Eddie's second appearance on Saturday Night Live. He was a featured player. Murphy was a featured player. And I went in with John DeBellis and a couple of us, Barry Blaustein, Dave Sheffield. I remember we went and pitched for this young kid named Eddie Murphy. He said he's the next Pryor. Remember pitching Gene Domania, producer at the time. And she listened. And she said, all right. She started putting Eddie into these little, what they call featured players on Saturday Night Live, right? And then Eddie came to me and he goes, you know, I got an idea I want to do. And this is, I talk about this on stage. Forgive me. And we'll get to the news. Forgive me. It's good morning and it's old Joe rambling. But I remember because somebody tweeted this funny picture of me and Eddie way back when. I don't even know where they find these pictures. And then Eddie says to me, and Eddie, don't forget, he's 19 years old from Hempstead, Long Island. He just out of high school. And he says, I think there should be no white players in the NBA. This is what, now, if you say that now, God forbid, you're going to have trouble. And I cracked up laughing. I said, that's very funny. You mean no white players? No white players allowed. It should be the NBA. It should be all black players. And I say to Eddie, this is where we used to work. Well, why don't you come on the sports, as the sports guy, and we'll put you on some phone books so you look like a tall NBA player. And then you could kind of rant about that. And I'll introduce you to, you know, here's a new guy in the NBA, and he's got an idea. And you rant about it. So this is the, I told the story before where he goes, we're about to go into Weekend Update, and on SNL, you go on, you walk on, it's live, so they're on the anchor, and you know the camera is on the anchor, and then you sneak into your spot quietly because it is indeed live. So the anchor's shooting it, and his, they're doing his news, and I slip in. We put Eddie on the phone book. He's right next to me. And as we went to sit down, Murphy, I hear Eddie say to himself, and I've told you this before, and I tell it on stage because it just really puts everything in perspective. He goes, "The kids at Roosevelt High will never believe this." He says it to himself. And then I thought for a second, holy moly, I was about 27 at the time, right? I went through the clubs, went through college, the whole thing. He's got a high school. And he nailed it. And I don't know if that sketch is out there where Eddie just went up and he did his street voice, you know. "Hey, man, there should be no white players in the NBA. Why do you even think about playing basketball?" Like that. Hysterical and a great joy. And Eddie was indeed off and running. So thanks, Ken, for tweeting that out and bringing that fond memory to this old guy. 6:30 with Piscopo in the morning. Dr. Keith Abloh is a... This guy is a psychiatric genius, Frankie Five Boroughs. I did a podcast with Dr. Keith earlier this week, the other day. I stopped in. It was like therapy, man. It was like he's so good, so I cannot wait to talk to Dr. Keith. We want to ask Dr. Keith, and Frankie and I were talking about this, the psychology of the mass shooter. How do you stop that? And what about sexual harassment? Why does this keep happening? And what did you hear? Did you say hear something about some other politicians that may come out, Frankie Five Boroughs?
On the guns or on the sexual harassment?
Sexual harassment.
Jackie Speier came out and said that at least two members of Congress are guilty of sexual harassment. One Republican, one Democrat, but she won't say who they are.
Yeah,
there's a lot of pressure.
I don't want to mention names, but nobody else, not enough to start to mention it on the radio because I don't want to just say hearsay. Did you hear anybody else that things may come?
No, I didn't.
All right. I'm not going to mention. I heard some things, but I heard things.
Any New Yorkers?
No New Yorkers.
All right, good.
No, so we'll leave it at that. But I don't want to say anything because I don't know what to believe anymore. And right. How do you believe it? And how is it authentic anymore?
Well, that's exactly the case. I mean, you're seeing Roy Moore now contend with allegations from 38 years ago.
I know, and I mean, this guy, I mean, forgive me, I'm not a fan of the guy, don't understand the guy, I don't like his stance on a lot of things, he's a little too severe for me, and this guy was, I mean, for this guy, and again, I'm trying to be politically somewhat correct here, what were these guys thinking if indeed they did, let's say they did, and it's all alleged, somebody said it, but if Harvey Weinstein, forgive me, steps out of the shower in his robe, I mean, it's like, is it not unlike Shrek? I mean, and then you're going to say to a girl, "Hey, hi." I mean, where do these guys get the audacity? Frankie, I mean, I have enough problems with myself. It's like, this guy, he thinks he's like a sex symbol or something. Like that. Now, that's got to be a sickness, right, Frankie?
Well, I would think so. I mean, we could run that by Dr. Abloh.
And we will.
And by the way, Elvis was 37 years old when Burning Love came
out. Close. Wow. But me as a kid, what was I? You know, if I'm like 15, 16 years old, I'm going, "Wow, that old guy could really sing. Listen to me. Oh, thank you for that, Frank. Good research indeed. All right, Piscopo in the morning. Frankie is here. Big Al is here. Ed had me on the show. Shelley Goldberg is going to tell you where you should go. Yeah, where to go, Joe, our new segment. Congressman Peter King and Kevin McCullough is going to help us raise some money for Puerto Rico, if you don't mind. Because our hearts are in Puerto Rico. We have this great organization called Food for the Poor. If you'd be so kind, you could go right now. You can go to am970theanswer.com, and you can see the banner of Food for the Poor and make a donation as much as you can to our fellow Americans in Puerto Rico. Piscopo in the morning, 877-970-2999, 633 right now. Time for Big Al Cotullo with the headline news on am970theanswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is am970. The Answer.
51 degrees at 6:33. I'm Al Cotullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The jury remains deadlocked in the corruption trial of Senator Bob Menendez. They'll reconvene today after an unsuccessful seventh day of deliberations. Menendez's defense team asked the judge to instruct a panel that a deadlocked jury is an acceptable result. The senator is accused of accepting gifts from Florida Dr. Solomon Melgen in exchange for political favors. The lead prosecutor has requested the judge instruct jurors they can deliver a partial verdict if they can unanimously agree on a decision on any of the 12 counts. Lawyers for co-defendant Solomon Melgen have suggested that if the jury is deadlocked again, a mistrial should be considered. Police are hunting for a duo in the Bronx who robbed a man of $190,000. Cops say it happened last week inside a Bronx apartment building on Prospect Avenue and East 169th Street. The man had reportedly been in town from Africa visiting his son when he was approached by two men who took him down as he was going up the staircase. Cops have surveillance video and are investigating whether the men knew the victim had been carrying large amounts of cash. In sports, as you heard right here on AM 970, the answer last night, Seton Hall beat Indiana 84-68. The Knicks over the Jazz 106-101. The Rangers lost to the Blackhawks 6-3. And the Yankees' Aaron Judge could become just the third player to win the MVP and Rookie of the Year awards in the same season tonight when the AL MVP is announced. Dan Martin breaks down the race behind Judge and the Astros' Jose Altuve. Also, Ken Davidoff, Joel Sherman, and Mike Puma have coverage from Orlando as the GM meetings come to a close. You can read all about it in today's New York Post, the voice of New York sports, and it's on newsstands now. Stuck in traffic, Brandy Scott's got the answer.
Heavy delays on the southbound West Side Highway. We've got two lanes blocked with an accident just before 57th Street. You're on the brakes from around the 70s. Another crash on the Cross Bronx. Still out there westbound on the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. Your stop and go from around Jerome Ave. We've got another hit on the Grand Central westbound by exit 17. That has some heavy delays from around the Cross Island. In Jersey, we've got a crash on the Garden State Parkway northbound by exit 142 in Irvington. The left lane is blocked there. It's a very slow ride to 78, and another hit on Route 1 in Edison southbound by Parsonage Road. Two lanes are blocked there. Checking your Hudson River crossings, a 25-minute wait inbound at the upper level of the George Washington Bridge. Lower level in better shape at 20 minutes, and a 15 to 20-minute wait at both the inbound Lincoln and Holland tunnels. Alternate side street parking is in effect today, and looking at weather, rain is going to taper off this morning, giving way to partly cloudy skies in the afternoon, close to about 60 degrees for the high. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine to go around. Temperatures will be in the low 50s. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven. TheraWorks Relief can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com.
Good morning, good morning. Joe Piscopo on the radio, 636, telling you about Ford's Jewelers. Barry Berman, owner of Ford's Jewelers, has one of the largest jewelry watch and gift collections in the area under one roof, 449 New Brunswick Avenue in nearby Ford's, New Jersey. This is your one-stop shopping. Listen to the watch brands, Omega, Tag Heuer, Movado. And also, if you have a watch that needs to be fixed, like me, and why I'm going over to see Barry, is Omega certified, Rolex trained, American Watchmaker Clockmakers Institute CW21 certified. I have no idea what that means, but I know that I could take my watch there because that sounds very important. And then I'm telling you, you want to get a diamond. Yeah, I'm telling you, trust me. Please, I've been married enough. I know about when you go and buy a diamond. And I know how you could really not get the best diamond and you could have someone perhaps take advantage of you. I'm just saying. But you got to talk before you get any diamond. Would you do me a favor and do yourself a favor? Go to Barry Berman at Ford's Jewelers right there in Ford's, New Jersey. You know why? American Gem Society certified gemologist. He's a certified GIA graduate gemologist, a plus member of the Better Business Bureau, proud member of the American Gem Society, Jewelers Vigilance Committee. That I like. That's tough. So if you want the diamond, before you do anything, go see Barry Berman, all right? You can do yourself a favor over at Ford's Jewelers. Plus, you can get the designer jewelry by Gabriel, Karl Lagerfeld, Scott K. You hear me tell you this every morning. Gift gallery consists of Swarovski. Come on, the holidays are coming up, and they're coming up quick. Alex and Ani, where I'm going to go for my little girl, Mont Blanc, Lennox, and a lot more, all right? Ford's Jewelers. You just asked for Barry over at Ford's Jewelers. Let me give you the number, if I may. It's 732-738-7322, 732-738-7322. Ask for Barry or just go to FordsJewelers.com.
Hi, honey. I'm home.
Hi, sweetheart. How was your day?
Well, everything was fine until I got the job of finding a place for our holiday party.
Don't sweat it. Book the Atlantis.
That's right. Your office party was there last year. The Atlantis was perfect. The food, two bars, service, it was all great. Everything was so clean and beautiful, and those views of the city.
And they got three decks, a dance floor, LED lighting, and a state-of-the-art sound system. Seems like a no-brainer to me.
You're right. This is going to be the best holiday party ever. The Atlantis it is.
Have an event coming up? Call Francesca to charter the Atlantis. She does more than just holiday parties. Think weddings, sweet 16 parties, sunset cocktail parties, bar, bat mitzvahs, luncheons, you name it. Guests can board from several locations, and Francesca makes it incredibly easy. Call her at 212-385-9400, 212-385-9400, or email her at events@franstouchofclass.com.
Dr. Keith Abloh coming up momentarily. You know, it's that time of year when everyone is traveling, and many of us still want to bring along our pets that we love like family, right? So imagine a luxury airside hotel for pets where your precious cargo is met with first-class accommodations. Check this out. That's what you'll find at the recently opened Ark at JFK. Inspired by Noah's Ark, of course, the Ark warmly welcomes cats, dogs, rabbits, birds, you got one of those pigs, those teacup pigs, whatever they're called, pot-bellied pigs, turtles, horses, and more. They're dedicated to providing a safe and comfortable pre- and post-travel experience for Fido, your little Fido doggy, or your other pet, for calming opera music, an on-site veterinary service. Listen to this. I'm going to take Otis there just to take Otis there. This is great. Climate-controlled accommodations, luxury pre-travel lounge for horses, luxury pre-travel. I want this. I'm going to go here. The Ark at JFK. This is new. This is spectacular. It's the best gift to any pet when traveling this holiday season. Your furry friend or a special member of your family will say thank you. It's a great gift. Check this out, arcjfk.com.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Piscopo in the morning. Good morning, good morning. It's AM 970 The Answer, AM970TheAnswer.com, around the world, around these fine United States of America. I'm a huge fan of Keith Abloh, just not only because he's a brilliant, brilliant clinical psychiatrist, best-selling author, TV star, but he's a great guy, and we had the best time with him earlier in the week. Keith, welcome to the show, man. How you doing?
Hey, Joe. I'm doing well. Thanks. It's mutual.
Well, I'll tell you.
We did have a good time. We had a great time together.
I could see. You know what you do, Dr. Keith? I know we got to get into the issues of the day. Is you drop your head down a little bit, and then your riveting eyes go right at you, and you go, uh-oh, here it comes. You know you do, man. And I'm going like, uh-oh. And you were great. And my mother goes, Joe, did you go to a psychiatrist? Did I hear that on the radio? I went, yeah, well, actually, I did. I talked to Dr. Keith, the best ever anywhere. And you were great. You broke down at why we do comedy, how we do. Very fascinating. Great show. What's the name of the show? Let's plug it if we can, Keith, right off the bat.
That's great. Stand Up, Lie Down. We're going to do this podcast. It'll be out soon enough. Stand Up, Lie Down.
Cool.
So it's really a fun thing. One comedian after another getting inside the minds of comedians.
Whoa, dangerous, baby. That is dangerous. With Joe Matarese, who's a very, very funny guy.
Joe's
right.
Awesome.
Hey, so Keith, the mass shooting, doctor, the mass shootings, I mean, California just happened in Northern California. Is this another example of someone mentally ill going on a rampage?
Totally. It's absolutely that. And this is a good example in a terrible, terrible circumstance of why it's the mental health care system that's broken, not the gun rights system, right? Why? Because number one, this guy, he was literally on probation or out on bail for attacking his neighbors. Okay, so the mental health care system here, it should be linked with the courts. When somebody goes on a rampage in his neighborhood and attacks two of his neighbors and accuses them of cooking crystal methamphetamine, the odor of which is affecting his dogs.
Wow.
Now, how does that guy just leave the courtroom and make bail and go back home?
He
couldn't have called the court clinic and said, hey, listen, we got to get somebody up here because we're not so sure this guy's making sense. Right? That doesn't make sense. And then his sister says he should never have had guns because he's mentally ill. And she's thinking the gun thing is the issue, but it's amazing to me how attractive it is for folks to not take personal responsibility and say, well, my brother shouldn't have had guns. Yeah, but, you know, your brother told your mom the day before this rampage that he felt he had nowhere to go, that it was all over, that somehow he had found himself with his back to a cliff. Now, if you know your son attacked women in the neighborhood, thought they were, and he's been ranting and raving since January about them cooking crystal methamphetamine all around him, and he smells it. And yet, somehow the family, the neighborhood, the mental health care system can't organize to get this guy help.
Wow.
That's how shattered the system is. And he made the guns at home. He made them. Well, how are we going to control for that?
Yeah, my gosh, Keith, it's so scary. Why does this keep happening, Doc?
You know, I think it keeps happening. Joe, we tore down. This is the most, sensible thing I can think of.
Yeah.
We wanted people out of state mental hospitals. Of course we did. You know, we didn't want anyone warehoused. And that, you know, we came up with medicines. We said, look, let's get them back into the community. That was great because 99.9% or more of mentally ill people never hurt anybody. You don't want them living their lives in warehouses. But what we did was we just threw the baby out with the bathwater. We tore the system down completely. We never rebuilt it. There's nowhere that families can turn for reliable, consistent mental health care for people that they know are potentially dangerous. And because of that, I get calls in my office, and I'm not inexpensive as a psychiatrist. I know that, right? And yet I get people calling me who say, look, we'll pay. It's a big number for us, but we have nowhere else to go. There is nowhere else to go. There's nowhere that's going to, you know, the insurance is telling us it's six visits.
Yeah.
Then they're saying he can see the psychiatrist once a month for 10 minutes. But now we've got a social worker for six visits and the psychiatrist 10 minutes a month. And, you know, my dad's going to kill somebody. Yeah, when can he come in?
Yeah,
I'm getting these calls.
Yeah. Wow. How could we, as a nation, set up something where we see indeed what is the system we could use so we could determine these red flags?
All right. Well, a couple of things. And we're getting deep into the weeds here, but let me give you the big picture.
Please, please.
People who assault someone violently, first-time violent assailants, they should get mental health evaluations. We shouldn't just be saying, okay, done and done. Yeah. And we should put some teeth in the court clinics so that they can mandate that some people, maybe it's second-time violent offenders, maybe it's people who can't seem to organize their thoughts, that those folks are consistently checked on by a community mental health care system. And if they refuse, then, well, we've got to take that very seriously and say, well, if you're not willing to at least meet with somebody and have them checking on you pending your trial, for instance, well, then you're going to have to stay at the state mental hospital for a little while or at a private hospital, psychiatric facility. We have to marry the legal system with a little bit of the mental health care system. We've got to have a crisis line. We have to have families and people who care about others, their neighbors, be able to call somewhere and say, hey, I'm really worried. My brother's been in the basement for 7 days. And by the way, this is a case, right? Real case. My brother's been in the basement for 7 days. He tells me that the TV is talking to him. And we're very concerned. Well, in that case, by the way, the community mental health care system actually responded. But because they're not properly trained anymore in many cases, they said to the young man, are you going to hurt anybody? No, he says, I'm not going to. And they said, well, you know, he's contracting for safety. We've got to leave him alone at this point.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, wait, but he's down in the basement. He's not eating.
Yeah.
It's been 7 days. He says the TV's talking to him. We got to change the rules just a little bit because you know what happened, Joe?
What's that?
He stabbed his little brother to death.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, the system touched him.
But
something went wrong.
Why is it always guys? It's always men that seem to be.
It does always seem to be men, although I do have some cases of females, but that's a good question. And why aren't we even looking at that question? So we know the profile. right? Men, men, we'd say maybe access to weapons is another factor in the mental health care equation. Recent interactions with the mental health care system, a recent episode of violence. What if we just said, let's use a special filter for those folks and roll out, paralyze the insurers. In other words, if we said, listen, if this is a male with a history of violence and a history of drugs too, let's say, and or, and he has access to weapons, you insurers cannot deny care. Because what will happen is even those people will go to the ER or they'll visit with a community mental health person, and the insurer will say, sorry, doesn't qualify for hospitalization.
Right. So you make that impossible for the insurance company to do that. That would be
Look, we send you the bill. You pay the bill.
You know what, Doc? And I got to let you go, man. I appreciate your valuable time. There's a sexual abuse. All the accusations. Before you go, quickly, and you said the line, and forgive me, I got to give you credit. I used it earlier. When somebody like Harvey Weinstein steps out of the shower, I mean, it's like Shrek, man. It's like Shrek. Where do these men get the audacity to say, hey, hey, what are they thinking
it's
in their mind?
Juvenile. It invites the question, and I've never examined Harvey Weinstein, I mean, psychologically. Physically,
great line though.
I hate to think of it, but I mean, you know, it's so juvenile that it really makes you think: did something happen to these people, you know, as kids of the same nature? Because the idea that, you know, here's a guy with jets at his disposal.
Yeah.
He could be throwing out lines left and right, and you know, sometimes they'd catch. Hey, do you want to get dinner in Paris this weekend? Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Instead, he's like, hey, do you want to watch me shower? What?
Oh, please. I mean, we'll leave it there, Doc. But you got to come back because it's these things, what I love about
I
you.
I even said that to my wife. She'd move out.
Yeah, that's great.
But Keith. What are you talking about?
We got to stay. You're coming up with solutions, Dr. Abloh. We appreciate that. Keith, you're the best. Thank you, man. Please come back soon, sir. Okay, come back soon. You got the Keith Abloh right there. A brilliant, brilliant man. See this? We have solutions here. We have solutions there. 6:51 right now. Hey, Brandy Scott is out there for Debbie Duhaime on the roads. Let's check traffic on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Very busy out there this morning on the roads. We have a couple of accidents to tell you about. On the Grand Central westbound, we've got a crash over by 168th Street. That has you on the brakes from around the Cross Island. Another hit on the westbound belt over by Lefferts Boulevard. Your stop and go from around exit 24B. Heavy delay southbound on the west side highway. We've got an accident there taking out two lanes just before West 57th Street. You're on the brakes around the 70s. That crash cleared now on the Cross Bronx westbound over by the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. Eastbound 278. Very heavy from exit 4 to the Verrazano Bridge. Northbound on the parkway, we've got an accident by exit 142 in Irvington. That's blocking the left lane there. 78 eastbound, just after exit 55, an accident there causing some heavy slowdowns. Accident on 78 eastbound by Columbus Boulevard now cleared out of the way in Jersey City. You're in a little bit of better shape there. And we've got another crash on Route 1 in Edison causing some heavy slowdowns on the southbound side. Approaching Parsonage Road, two lanes are blocked. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Brandy. 6:52 with Jersey Joe on the radio, planning a holiday officer corporate party, a family get-together, birthday party, dinner party, black tie event. DR Catering, the official caterer of AM 970, The Answer. That will be us. We'll create a custom menu that fits your taste and style and offer unique and extensive menus custom made for your specific needs. You know, if you got a party and you know you don't want to cook, you can't. You're too busy. I hear you. Will you please call DR Catering? We check out Dominic at DR Catering. The food is spectacular. The professional and friendly staff at DR Catering will be with you every step of the way, from budget planning, staffing, the location selection, to floral design and decor. Listen, watch your party. You want to make a great party, you call DR Catering. This is it. Dominic at DR Catering. And they got such a great heart. I told you, when I had my appendix out, Dominic sent some food out to the house. I so appreciated that. And they feature traditional family-style food as well as the following latest food trends. You know, they follow those, and there's the fusion food and everything. And anything that you need, DR Catering has it covered, all right? DR Catering also specializes social, corporate, pharmaceutical catering. Let them cater your next business lunch, please.
You check it out. We love it. They're our official caterer, DR Catering. Call Dominic, 201-673-7380, 201-673-7380, or you can visit them online at drcatering.com.
More than a month ago, Hurricane Maria ravaged Puerto Rico, leaving incomprehensible devastation. Today, more than 3 million Americans have no electricity. 1 million still don't have access to clean water. Life is far from normal, and they still need our help. Food for the Poor and WNYM are shipping food, water, medicine, hygiene products, batteries, flashlights, generators, and other desperately needed necessities to Puerto Rico. Please give to keep the help and hope flowing to these hurting families. Just call 855-919-4673. Your generous gift will let them know they're not forgotten and will equip our local church partners all across the island to minister to the suffering. And rest assured knowing that more than 95% of all donations go directly to these programs. To give now, simply visit am970theanswer.com or to give by phone, call 855-919-4673, 855-917-4673. Call now and make a life-saving difference for the millions in need.
From the studio that brought you Miracles from Heaven and Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs comes the star.
That light, that's the star. This is where it's been leading me.
We've come to honor the new king.
What's his name?
His name is Jesus.
Experience the family event of the holiday season.
Do you guys like frankincense? I never know what to get.
The Star. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters November 17th. For tickets and showtimes, go to thestarmovie.com.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
A cloudy, damp start to our day with some leftover rain and drizzle. The clouds will break for some sun later today. It'll become windy this afternoon with a shower in spots. Our high today, 55. Partly cloudy skies tonight, blustery and colder, low 38. Windy tomorrow with sunshine, the high 49. Saturday will turn out cloudy, breezy, and not as chilly with a high 54. There may be some rain late in the day or at night. AM 970, The Answer.
Jersey Joe on the radio, 656 right now, telling you about Blue Rock Energy. Have you made the switch? I'm talking to you. Are you looking at me? Are you looking at me? I'm talking to you. What are you looking at? Make the free and easy switch to Blue Rock Energy. Take control of your energy bill, please. If you own or rent a home or apartment, you can sign up in just a few quick steps at BlueRockEnergy.com to lock in your gas and electric rates. For business owners and operators, you can call 877-280-4909. Team up with one of Blue Rock's expert energy advisors who can tailor a solution specific to your business, please. They can help you find ways to conserve energy, customize a rate plan to help control your energy costs, or ask about a free on-site energy assessment today. Right there. They have somebody come right out to you. It's very, very easy. And the people are the best at Blue Rock Energy. I keep telling you about Phil Van Horn and the family at Blue Rock Energy. 877-280-4909 or go to BlueRockEnergy.com, please. Just a few easy steps and clicks. You'll be on your way to a better and more affordable energy solution. 877-280-4909 or BlueRockEnergy.com.
Dennis Prager coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Get rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get rhythm. When you get the blues, get a rock and roll feeling in your bones. Put taps on your toes and get gone, get a rhythm. When you get the blues.
Frankie Five Burrows is in the house. Albert's here. Brandy's in, and Joe Lundberg is here. Debbie's off today, guys, out working?
Absolutely.
Doing it?
She's at the League of Municipalities down in Atlantic City.
Right. And you said Assemblyman Auth had asked that I go down there, Frankie. I wasn't able to, of course, too busy, but that was nice that the Assemblyman
asked.
Yeah,
he said he would get us into all the events that are worthy of going to. So.
Yeah, but look at us. Look at us. We're on the radio. We're working. Hey, when we come back, by the way, speaking of radio, this medium that I love where we could just talk to you so intimately at this early in the hour on AM 970, The Answer. Ed Henry's coming up, chief national correspondent for the Fox News Channel. You saw President Trump take the sip of water. They call it Watergate. Ed Henry coined that. He was the first one to do it. I bear witness to that. Shelley Goldberg's going to tell you where to go, Joe. We have a new segment you don't want to miss. Congressman Peter King on this tax reform for New York. What's going on? Congressman King is fired up about this. You don't want to miss that. And Kevin McCullough is going to join us. We're going to raise some money with Food for the Poor to help our brothers and our sisters in Puerto Rico. We are coming right back at you. Don't you go away.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970,
The Answer.
51 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A New York City street getting renamed to honor the 45th anniversary of the publication Ms. Magazine. Councilwoman Rosie Mendez says she's glad the city is showing support for the magazine, which covers issues affecting women. The corner of 32nd Street and 3rd Avenue in Manhattan will have a street sign saying Ms. Magazine Way. The publication is written about issues like motherhood, sexual harassment, and domestic violence. The magazine is owned by Liberty Media for Women. Grand Central's holiday train show is back, opens today at the New York Transit Museum Gallery Annex and Store in Grand Central. The show, whose layout of features model Lionel trains traveling through a two-level, 34-foot-long miniature New York City and countryside scene, runs through early February. The event, now in its 16th year, is free and open to the public. In sports, Seton Hall beat Indiana 84-68. Knicks over the Jazz. The Rangers lost to the Blackhawks. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.